chapter 12. Last week, we tried to go back and kind of review the first five lessons out of the 10 we studied this summer. And this week, we're going to try to get as much of a review in on the last half of our lessons through Exodus, our study there. And hopefully, you'll get to dig in and have some really good discussion in your groups tonight. But I want to invite your attention to Exodus chapter 12 and verse 21. And I want to remind you of some of the very most important truths that we need to understand tonight and every day, and that we want to share with the world, is that the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. In Exodus chapter 12 and verse 21, the scripture says, "Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said unto them, Draw out and take you a lamb according to your families and kill the Passover. You shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. None of you shall go out at the door of his house until morning. For the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians, and when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and the two side posts, the Lord will pass over the door and will not suffer or will not allow the destroyer to come in unto your houses to smite you." Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we just pray again that you would be with us tonight as we look into the Word. I pray that you would be with all the many prayer requests. You come for the hearts of those who are brokenhearted tonight. You give them peace and grace in their time of need. We pray for those that are sick, that you would bring healing to them. And Father, we pray that you would help our nation to experience a revival. I pray in the midst of this pandemic and all the other things going on in the world today, that you would bring a revival, that your people would repent and call on your name and seek your face. And Father, I pray that you'd help us to love you, to be faithful to you, and please help us, Lord. I pray that if anyone here tonight, anyone hearing this message, if they've never had the blood applied, that tonight they would repent of their sin and unbelief, and tonight they would trust in the Lord Jesus Christ with all their heart, that tonight they'd be saved. And for all who are saved, I pray that we can rejoice in your amazing love for us. And may your love for us motivate us day by day to live for you. And Lord, please help in all that we do tonight for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This is a lesson and some things that we covered a while back, but I just wanted to go back and revisit these great truths, because as we look at this passage, we've come through all 9 of the 10 plagues that God would send to Egypt. 9 of the 10 plagues have already happened, and now it's come to the end. And Moses calls the people together, and he gives them the plan that God had given to them. He gives them the plan that God had given to him for Israel to be saved, to be delivered, to be saved alive out of Egypt. And I want you to get that, because God has given man free will. We go back to the garden. When Adam sinned against God, he died that day. Death came. But even in the very beginning, God had a plan for redemption. In Genesis 3:15, he gave the what theologians call the proto-evangelicum, the first gospel, that the seed of the woman was going to come and the seed of the woman would crush Satan's head. From the very beginning in Genesis, God had a plan on how to redeem people, how to save them alive, how to redeem us from our sin. He had a plan from the beginning. And we see another great picture here in the Old Testament in Exodus 12, that he had a plan and he gave that plan to Moses. Moses gives that plan to the people and he says, "Take out a lamb and kill the Passover." There had to be a lamb that was taken out. There would be a perfect provision that would be given by God. Now, this provision would come by the blood of the lamb. Now, if that doesn't point you back to what we see in the New Testament, we studied just a few months ago in John 1:29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And can I just draw your attention real quick to 1 Peter chapter 1? 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. For those of you that are born again, those of you that have been redeemed by faith in Jesus, it's good to remember tonight, you are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. If you're redeemed, if you've been purchased, if you've been ransomed, if you've been saved, it's only by the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. There had to be the blood of the Lamb. Josh McDowell writes about it in his book, Jesus, A Biblical Defense of His Deity. He says, think of it. In order for God to atone for man's sin, someone had to subject himself to death. Yet only one who had unlimited ability to atone for sin could do that. Only a perfect man. He had to have unlimited ability to atone because he would be shedding his blood for all humankind. He had to be perfect because God accepts only unblemished sacrifices. Who could do that? Only God. And God the Son shed his own blood for us. The perfect, sinless sacrifice was none other than God himself in human flesh. And God himself became a man and lived a sinless life. And the precious blood of Christ is what takes away the sin of the world. Jesus said in John 12, 32 and 33, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. And the Passover lamb was going to be a sacrificial lamb. That sacrificial lamb had to be chosen, had to be taken out and set aside. And all of that pictured Christ who would come. Because the wages of sin is death. Because by one man, sin entered into the world and death by sin. So all have sinned because we have all are dead because we've all sinned against God. We're all guilty before God. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 10. By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, Jesus, this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. I want you to understand that Jesus Christ, he died for the sins of the whole world. He's the propitiation for our sins, but not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. Jesus shed his blood to pay for the sin debt of all mankind so that all men could have a way to be saved. But you need to understand something. The blood didn't have to just be shed. The blood had to be applied. This is critical. We read in Exodus 12, 22, you shall take a bunch of hyssop and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin, and none of you shall go out at the door of his house until the morning. The blood had to be shed by that sacrificial lamb. The blood was collected, and then a bunch of hyssop was taken, a branch, and it was taken and stuck into the blood, and it was applied to the doorpost and to the lintel. And only when the blood was applied would death pass over. The blood, listen, the lamb could have been taken, and the lamb could have been slain, and the lamb could have been in the house, and they still would have died. It only applied when the blood was applied. Salvation only came when the blood was applied, and we need to understand that today. The fact that Jesus died to pay for the sins of the whole world does not automatically apply his blood to every account. The blood has to be applied by faith, and I want you to get this, The taking of the blood and applying it was a clear demonstration of their faith and obedience of the Word of God. Amen. When they took the lamb and they killed the lamb and they took the blood and they applied it, it was evidence that they believed God and they were acting in faith and obedience to God. Amen. What we have to do is we have to trust in Christ alone as the payment for our sins. We have to repent and believe the gospel. The last few years of my ministry, I've had a lot of discussions with people about what repentance is. And there seems to be a lot of confusion in the world today about what repentance is. And in Christian circles today. And I want you to know the word literally means to change your mind. And we come to a lot of conclusions about that. We say, well, repentance is to to change direction. It's to turn around. And certainly, I believe repentance results in turning around. But what it literally means is to change your mind. And what God has called us to do is change our mind about who He is. Change our mind about who we are. Change our mind about how we stand before God. The gospel is the fact that you and I have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. That we all stand condemned because of our unbelief. But that God loves us so much anyway that Christ died to pay for our sins. We change our mind about who we are, about who God is, and we do what Hebrews says. We believe that He is. We believe that He is who He says He is in His Word. Amen. We believe that He is, and we believe that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. That we come to a place where we understand the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And you can have life, you can be saved when you believe and you apply the blood by repentance and faith. I want to ask you tonight, has the blood been applied to your heart? Let me ask it one more time. Has the blood been applied to your heart? I wonder, imagine what it was like for those families. They had seen God make a mockery of all of the gods of Egypt. Every one of the plagues was a direct attack against one of the different deities that the Egyptians worshipped. Their river gods and their frog gods and their bug gods, and they had all kinds of gods, even the sun god. God just showed His power over everything that they thought that they had. They had seen God work in these amazing ways, and then they get this command, and they go out and they take the lamb, and they kill the lamb, and they take the blood and they apply it, and they stay inside their house that night. You stay inside. I wonder what it was like for those families. I wonder what it was like to huddle around the table with grandma and grandpa and mom and dad and all the kids gathered around. Do you think that any of them were maybe a little afraid? Do you think that maybe some of them were a little concerned? They didn't really know what to expect? But do you think that maybe some of them, they just believed? We've seen what God has done. And they sat through that night with confidence because they knew who God was and they knew what He was able to do. Listen, a lot of people facing a lot of difficult circumstances right now. A lot of things that are too hard for us. But our God is able. And I've seen what He can do. And though we may be afraid, and though we may have some doubts from here to there, from time to time, but I'm telling you that tonight in your heart, when the blood's been applied, that you can have confidence in God, and you can have peace in your heart tonight. Let's stand together.